Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Double ATL in the building. My big homies, Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Crosstalk Podcast, you dig?
Yeah. Crosstalk Radio in the building. Got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let
them know. We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Let them know.
We
got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is.
It's Crosstalk talk with this radio. Conversations about the high and low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic. Discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show. Worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
Welcome
now
to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate the love, family. We don't keep that coming. We appreciate it.
Always.
We love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Yes. We got a great show for you today. I just wanted to do that because we always do.
Well, we got another great show today since we started. We still got a great show today. But listen. So, like we said before, we talk about anything and everything on this show. And a year ago, we talked about Snoop Dogg having a gospel album. We
got
shared
a show about it.
And
y'all
we shared
to it.
Our opinion on what we felt about Snoop Dogg having a gospel album. We even went as far as sharing our opinion on what we thought about people who had an issue with Snoop Dogg having a gospel album.
Right, we did.
So recently, Snoop Dogg released that album.
Gospel album.
He dropped the gospel album. Yes, Snoop D-O-double-G dropped the gospel album. And it is get what he won an award for, right?
I don't know if
he got some kind of recognition for it. Yeah. Or it's number one on the Billboard.
Number one on the Billboard. That's
number one in the gospel charts.
Yeah.
And so some people have an issue with that. And everybody has an opinion. So I got to get my disclaimer out the way. Everybody has an opinion. And I truly, truly respect everybody's opinion. Mm-hmm. I will do my best to keep my conversation, make a conversation that will reflect that. I do have issues with that. But either way, everybody has a right to an opinion. And I'm not mad at the person. Me and Pudge disagree. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are going to share our opinion on that. So what I wanted to do is share our actual review of the album. Well, you know, we'll share our review of the album, what we thought about the album, what you can expect in the album for those of you who did not listen to it. And we're going to talk about people having an issue with Snoop Dogg's album. Pudge.
Oh, no, come at me first.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Like a deer caught in the headlight, man.
No, it wasn't a deer caught with headlights. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, just let me see where you going with this.
All right. My point, what I wanted to ask you is, what do you think of Snoop Dogg having a gospel album first and foremost?
I think it's cool. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's dope, actually. You know, I think it's dope.
All right.
That's all you got?
Oh, I thought it was about to be another part two.
Nah, man,
like
I'm ready to go in. I'm so ready to go in right now.
No, okay, so I think it's dope. And my main reason for feeling like it's dope is because I always look at how God does things in unorthodox ways to bring people to his son.
Okay.
So Snoop is somebody who is a household name. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who has millions of followers. And he just dropped the album. And there's probably a lot of people who don't even believe in God that listen to him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? As well as there's a lot of people who do. Mm-hmm. However, you actually making an album solely dedicated to who, you know what I'm saying, you say you serve. Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, there's nowhere in the world you cannot say it's a gateway to planting the seed, watering the seed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is planting and watering millions of seeds. Every time somebody plays one of those 32 tracks, God is getting some kind of glory out of it.
Yes.
So this is how I'm looking at it. And the saved people you already saved. The world is what needs to be saved. Mm-hmm. So God has used so many worldly people to get his job done.
Exactly.
So why would it not? That's what I'm saying. So I feel like it's a dope. And then it's Snoop. I ain't trying to be fine. I've been a Snoop fan since, you know what I'm saying, like before Murder was the Case. Mm-hmm. The deep cover song, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's, it's a dope, and it's a dope album.
We'll let you get your full review on the album in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got a lot I want to share. I do, man, because I've been seeing some posts on Facebook as usual, and I know people are going to have issues, and you know, that's fine. I respect everybody's opinion, or I try to.
Right.
And you know, people were saying stuff like Snoop Dogg's album. Somebody said something like, "You're deceived if you think." It said his album is disrespectful to Jehovah, God, everybody. And if you bought or supported his album, you are deceived and all this other stuff. Now, I strongly disagree with that because mm-hmm. I bought the album. I'm gonna buy the album anyway,
right?
Like, because I want to hear it. But let me give you all my disclaimer. I think Snoop's a dope rapper. Okay. I haven't listened to a Snoop Dogg album since he did Doggy Style back in 94. Mm-hmm. That's just me. A lot of stuff he talked about his albums prior to his gospel album, I didn't agree with spiritually, so I just stopped listening. Okay? I've always liked Snoop from what I could tell in his interviews. He's like a real cool dude. I don't know him personally, never met him. Mm-hmm. But I can say, also I will say this, I'm not a huge gospel fan either. I don't really typically listen to traditional gospel. That's not my cup of tea. I will listen to it. I sing it in church coming up. I'll sing it in your church if they play it, you know, at my church service. But mm-hmm. that's just not my particular preference. That out the way, I think the album is dope. Uh-huh. And I think the fact that we have this discussion is great, but it also is like, dang, we really have this discussion right now? Like, boy, listen. We got so much darkness on the airwaves, right? Everybody talking about this, and then, you know, we got Snoop Dogg comes along, right? And we know what he used to talk about in his other song, Smoking Weed, Bitches, Hoes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he wants to drop a 32-track album about God.
Now, I'm going to let you finish. Not even
all right,
about,
Kanye.
Not even about God.
Go ahead, Bud.
About love.
Love.
And what is God to everybody? Everybody who's listening, all right, that's love. What he is. So it ain't even just about God. It's about the main thing that God wants everybody on this planet to have. Go ahead.
Love. I hear you, man. And so let me describe the album cover to you. It's a picture of a Bible. Mm-hmm. That's dope. I love mm-hmm. it. All right? What's the issue? Like, seriously, what's the issue? Y'all want him to talk about bitches and hoes still? Or do y'all want to see him talk about godly things? Like, we can't have both ways, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I'm not one of the people who can say Snoop is safe now, because I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But what if he is safe?
Right.
What if he's not safe? I don't care. Like, right. But at the end of the day, we got to stop acting like, first of all, gospel music is a genre of music. Right. It's not like he in a pulpit preaching. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He's not.
Right.
But I have questions for people right now, because who determines who gets to do a gospel song? You know what I'm saying? Who determines that? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. Most R&B singers from R. Kelly to Faith Evans to Beyonce all started where? Singing in the church.
Yeah.
Was they saved when they were singing? I don't know.
No, we don't know.
Okay. So what's the issue with him doing a gospel album versus him singing a gospel song in church? Now, if we invite people to church who ain't saved and they want to join the choir, are we going to say no because you're not saved? You know what I'm saying? Is that how we do things now, or do we invite them in? Let me ask you this. When Jesus grabbed the disciples, what happened? Was they saved when they grabbed them? No, they wasn't saved. He took them right where they were, and he worked with them. So why is it such an issue? And let me bring some other things out about the Bible with people. Like, the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. It doesn't say whether it's going to be Christians or non-Christians. It says, every knee shall bow, mm-hmm. every tongue shall confess. So I don't see... like it's an evil thing that Snoop Dogg's doing a gospel album. I don't think it's even unbiblical. You know, at the end of the day, we don't know what God is doing inside. All I know is this dude made songs about bitches and hoes for a long time, smoking a lot of weed, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden he wants to do a gospel album, 32. I don't think any of his other albums were 32 tracks long.
No, there's not.
Okay?
Not.
So I would say God works on the inside and eventually shows up on the outside. Like I said, I'm not saying Snoop is saving. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he contradicts what he says in the next song. That's because we're human,
right.
First of all.
Right.
And I don't know any Christian on the planet, myself included, who live a perfect lifestyle.
Right.
It's stuff that I watch that's contradictory to my walk. It's stuff I say that's contradictory to my walk. It's stuff I think that's contradictory to my walk. Only difference is that Snoop is a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I'm saying, like, I want y'all to ask yourself those questions, though. Do you have to be saved in order to sing gospel? Do you have to be saved to make a song about God, the Creator? Because according to the Bible, God said even the rocks would cry out in his name.
Right.
So
y'all won't.
So rocks ain't saved.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't know what God is doing in this dude's heart. And at the end of the day, God can use anybody. A lot of y'all get caught up on the vessel. Y'all miss out on the message. Like, y'all forget that Snoop Dogg wants to make a song about gospel. I mean, right. He wants to make a song about God, a gospel album about God,
right.
called Bible of Love.
Right.
You know,
right.
He, you know, God used a donkey to talk.
Right.
So why is it so hard for y'all to see God using Snoop Dogg? Like, what if Snoop Dogg is on this transition to being safe? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But why should we welcome him in with love? Why is it like we have a trademark on on gospel music? I'm not saying we don't have a trademark on the gospel or gospel music. It's not even our gospel.
Right.
So why are people acting like that, Pudge? Like, it upsets me. I'm like, I'm passionate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
flaming. I was right. shocked.
But I pray that God would lead me so I don't want to say certain things, but my thing is this. We don't have a trademark on the gospel. We don't have a trademark on the genre. Mm-hmm. We are accountable to God. So is Snoop. But if God laid on his heart to do a gospel song, if he wants to do a gospel song, that's his freaking right.
Right.
And I think it's dope. Like, we got a secular rapper now who wants to do a gospel track. Gospel, not even gospel track, but a gospel album.
Right. And
all right, Pudge, you better jump in, Pudge.
I mean, he did a lot of songs with a lot of gospel celebrities that have been out since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even, you know, I mean, you know, Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle's on the album. It's
Patti LaBelle, y'all. John P. Key, Fred Hammond, the Clark Sisters.
Ty Tribbett's on the album.
Ty Tribbett, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ty Tribbett, yeah.
Ty, you know, Ty Tribbett. You sound like the white folks.
Yeah, Ty Tribbett.
He's straight from Camden, New Jersey. Ty Tribbett.
Ty Tribbett, that's why you know him. That's why he's so famous. That's your homeboy.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, I mean, he has big names.
Kim Burrell's on the album.
Kim Burrell.
John B. Keys is on the album.
Oh, my goodness. It's. I mean, the people that he have on there, when I say I like love just about every feature he has on there, because a lot of them people...
Yo, Jazzy Faye's on there.
Wow, so I didn't know Jazzy Faye was on there.
Yo, but go ahead, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
my whole point is there was something... And all these people who have been doing this gospel thing for a long time, for their spirits to be okay with it. I don't think Dollar Signs was waved, and this is my opinion, I don't think Dollar Signs was waved in their faces to make them go out and just create a song. You know what I'm saying? When you actually, to the people that actually have an issue with it, I would just encourage you to listen to, just go on YouTube or go on Snoop's Instagram and listen to when he talks about this album. Listen to him when he talks about his granny. You know what I'm saying? The woman that was there from day one that kept God in him the entire time he was going through, you know, the bitches and the hoes and all. Like, the thing about this is, like, you do what... You raise your child exactly how you supposed to. When you do, they determine the route that they take. Mm-hmm. But there's always still, they always know where they came from. Like you said, all the other people you name, where did they start singing? In the church.
All of them.
You know, it doesn't leave you. It doesn't leave you. You know what I'm saying? So I believe it's there. And my thing is, I respect him most simply because of how demonic the music industry is now.
Yeah.
How you have so many people, you know, that's claiming sex and claiming a whole bunch of other stuff and then doing it openly. You know what I'm saying? You got so many people discrediting and defaming, you know what I'm saying, the God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be somebody who I've been listening to since 1994, you know what I'm saying? And to drop an album in 2018 and it be about God, you read his playlist and he has a song on there and you see Jesus' name, that excites the mess out of me.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, and it's no disrespect to nobody else in the game, but the man been around for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, God thinks on a big level. So if I'm gonna use a mainstream artist to give me glory, I'm gonna use a big mainstream artist who it doesn't matter what this man put out.
Yeah.
People gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So and it's because of who he is, the longevity of him being in the game. You know what I'm saying? That long. I mean, the countless amount of connections and people that he knows. So my thing is, I think And I'm doing good. I think it was your prayer because I was ready to just bang him upside the head. You know what I'm saying? But I think I'm trying to understand more so on the people who have an issue with it, and I'm trying to implore them to research. Don't just open up the Bible versus his album and try to figure out what's wrong with it versus your emotions and your feelings because you know it's a fleshly man that's talked about a whole bunch of derogatory stuff pretty much his entire rap career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look at it from a standpoint of how God, what, how am I supposed to feel about this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your heart on this right here?
Mm-hmm.
And take your feelings and your emotions out of it and then let God show you his bigger plan. Amen. Because I guarantee you, if God did not want Snoop Dogg to make a gospel album, that album would have never came out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So things don't just happen by happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was meant. And my thing is, he going to bring a lot of people. That album is going to save people's lives for everybody. But I want the ones who have an issue with this album to know that album is going to save people's lives.
Amen.
It's going to be somebody that's going to be rhymed by bumping that song right when they're thinking about killing themselves. It's going to be one song off from 32 tracks. That's going to reach out to that person to cause them not to do that.
Amen. Now, I definitely think it's a purposeful album. I definitely think so, man. And like I said, I don't know Snoop, but I like I told you in the last time we talked about Snoop Dogg on our last show, it's like, even when he was going through his Rasta phase, and I'm not going to smoke weed phase, he did the Rasta thing, you know what I'm saying? We're about to smoking weed. To me, it's been evident that he was searching spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's saved, though. I'm not saying, I don't know if he is or not. But to me, it's evident.
Yeah.
It's evident that God has touched his heart in some form or fashion. But again, if I'm saved or not, if God touched my heart to make a song about him, I'm going to do it. I don't see how you can bash it, especially the believer. Like, we have so much negative stuff on the airwaves right now. And we have Snoop Dogg, of all people, doing a gospel album.
Yeah.
I think that's cause for celebration, not you know what I'm saying? I do. But if you think about it, though, man, like I said, you grew up in the church. And if you had a friend that wasn't saved, you invite him to church. And I just know the art of discipleship is to include people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I had a friend that could sing, like, yo, why don't you come to my church? Yo, we got the choir auditions. Mm-hmm. Boom. I'm not going to ask him, is he saved? Let him be in that atmosphere. Let God work in his heart while he's there. Right. My point being, if that's what Snoop's doing, great. If it's not what he's doing, so what?
Right.
But I will say, I think it's dope to see KC singing on the album, on a gospel album. Yeah. I know KC and JoJo and all them started out in church and all, but it's like, you know, KC went with his drug, you know, went through the drug stuff and all. So I don't know where he is spiritually, but, you know, to hear him singing on a gospel track, that blessed me just to see, because I knew some of the stuff I knew he went through, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's like I got a lot of my favorite artists singing gospel. You know, we want to talk about what artists are wearing, what they're putting out. Then we got somebody that's secular that put out a gospel track. We got problems with that. So, like, it's almost like we got a problem with secular people doing anything, you know? That's what boils down to, yeah, right? That's what it seems like.
And it's like how...
Would we rather him talk about drugs and sex? Is that what you want? Or would you rather him start talking about and admitting that he got issues, but he wants God? Because the song on there, he's talking about, I'm smoking these trees when I should be on my knees. He's talking about he should be praying instead of smoking weed. He's still talking about his struggles. Like, I know Christians right now that struggle with stuff. I know Christians right now that struggle with stuff, and it's a battle. Everybody knows that.
But you won't struggle until you leave this planet, though. Of course.
So, do we get to pick what struggles people go through in public or not? Like, at the end of the day...
Do we get to pick that struggle and then want to dog them out?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we don't have a trademark on any genre of music, whether it's called gospel, Christ, whatever you want to call it. We don't have a trademark on it. That's the gospel of Jesus. Like, we don't have a trademark on it. I don't care who shares the gospel.
Right.
If it gets heard, it gets heard. Because the Bible says he won't come back until everyone has heard the gospel of the kingdom. Does that mean it's all going to be because of Christians preaching it, or is it going to be because people preaching it? You get what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't limit God that way, but I do know that God can use people who ain't saved. I've seen God use people who weren't saved to minister to me, as I was saved. So I can't say, oh, you're not saved, so that can't be God. No. So it's, I don't see the difference. Like, but we got this dude who got a picture of a Bible. Let me see. It's just a picture of a Bible. It says Bible of Love. It's got a picture of a Bible, and it's got the little Jesus piece wrapped around the Bible. Okay. Yep. Think about this. We had the game come out with a blasphemous picture of himself being crucified on the cover. So I'm saying it's like it's so much worse stuff out there, and we got an artist that just has a picture of a Bible. That's telling me it's not even about him. It's about the Bible of Love. And for one, I can speak because I listened to the whole album. And I'm doing a lot of speaking, Pudge.
Came out the gate like, I'm gonna let him keep the money.
Because I listen to 32 tracks of the song, some of them listen to a couple of times. But it's like, I want to get my opinion on this album, and I personally didn't see anything wrong with the album, but I want to say something about gospel albums, though. People act like when you have a gospel album, you're going to be preaching through all the songs. Some gospel songs are just very simple songs. It's not heavily theological. Okay. A lot of times. It's like sometimes it's just a phrase over and over. I praise you. I love you, Jesus. Something like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So
true.
It doesn't mean it has to be a big preaching sermon through song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he's on there preaching. For the record, even it don't matter to me, but he's not on every single song. You know, but I will describe the feel of the album, but I don't want to take so much time up.
Okay, cool.
Because I really did want to keep talking.
I'll just float.
But seriously though, here's my honest opinion of the album. Then I will get back onto my opinion about people who don't like the album because it's Snoop. But the album, you know, my opinion, I listened to the entire album, 32 tracks long, and I can tell you that some of the songs had it had a traditional gospel feel.
Sure did.
Very, very, very deep church traditional gospel
old
feel.
Old school, all
brought
day.
Me back. Like, yo, right. Wow.
To my childhood as
Yeah, that's what
fact.
I'm saying. And then some of them were just soulful tracks, like just good inspirational soulful R&B type feel. He had a little hip hop track, you know, a little bit of hip hop on there. So overall, I liked the album. I don't think it was like super, like I said, theological, but there were songs that got me in a good zone. It got me in a worship mode. It got me in a praise mode. It brightened up my day. Like it wasn't the fact that it was Snoop. At the end of the day, I'm like, you know, that was in the back. I'm like, wow, this is Snoop Dogg's album. But at the end of the day, at the beginning of it, I was like, yo, this is a dope song.
Right.
I like this song, you know, but you think about it, you got Patti LaBelle, Fred Hammond, Mary, Ty Tribbett, Kim Burrell, all these people on this album. Then you got Jazzy Faye, but you got Jazzy Faye to rap about Jesus. You got Daz, what's the dude from Dog Pound?
Daz Dillinger.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Daz Dillinger's on there. Like I said, you got KC on there. You got B Slade on there. You got Faith Evans on there. It's like you got all these rappers on, or all these people on there. Some of them are secular, but they rapping about God right now.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
It's the bigger picture,
and you understand when it comes down to a lot of stuff, though. It's influence. Mm-hmm. Is the biggest thing. Influence. These people have a lot of influence. So if people are watching them and they saw Snoop talk about this, some people probably gonna be confused. They saw what Snoop used to talk about. And they seem like, yo, Snoop thinking he needs to say he need Jesus, then maybe I need to rethink this whole Jesus thing.
How about they think about the people who don't know Jesus that's listening to that song?
Yeah.
Like somebody like Kim Burrell, the song with him and Kim Burrell, where her voice does something to the person that's listening to it, mm-hmm. to where they look her up.
Exactly.
And they start following her, and they get a breakthrough through her music. It's so many avenues of kingdom that yes,
I
see in this album that I'm like, we honestly shouldn't even, like, be wasting time on why you upset about God's bigger plan.
Yo, I gotta throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Because I seen some of these posts on Facebook who had issue with Snoop Dogg doing the album.
I purposely didn't read a lot.
I didn't either, but they just popped up.
I would have been right where you are right now had I read a lot.
We pick and choose. Everything just because we feel it, believe it or not, even though you feel a certain way, don't make it fact. Don't even mm-hmm. make it scriptural.
Right.
Like, my point is, everybody's an individual. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has different opinions. Everybody are moved differently to different music, right?
Right.
But these people talk about Snoop Dogg's gospel album, they Jay-Z fans. So, yeah, I'm going to put that out
See?
There.
See?
All right,
y'all, I just want to go on an announcement and say that Step is the first person to bring it up so I can come out the gate. Yeah, because I don't want to be seen like, you know, I'll be on that fence all the time. But, yo, he just did it. All right, so I ain't even mean to cut him off, but I did. So
you got to be aggressive. Right, man.
So here's the thing. Oh, my goodness. So if you are someone who listens to Jay-Z, a man, and I've said it before and gonna say it again, a man who has publicly said in one of his lyrics, Jesus can't save you, your life starts when the church ends. And you got an issue with Snoop Dogg putting out an album about God's love, you need to go walk off a bridge.
Dang, Pudge. We prayed before if, this episode.
If we did. We did. I'm sorry. But that's because my whole thing is, if it's disrespectful to the point where you can actually, I mean, think about how ignorant you are if you are someone who listens to anyone who publicly defames, denounces, and renounces the God that you serve, but True. You got an issue with a secular person making songs about the God that you serve, and it's all about his love, which God says that conquers everything, and that's what we're supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You might need to go walk off a bridge, and whatever you hit at the bottom might bring you back to some senses. You know what I'm saying? Whether here or on to the next earth. My other one, and this probably going to really rock a lot of people. If you still listen to R. Kelly and you got an issue with Snoop Dogg making an album about God's love, you need to go walk off a bridge. Now, for some who don't know, Snoop Dogg has done neither. He has not renounced or said these disrespectful negative things about Jesus. Snoop Dogg ain't peed in no 14-year-old girl's mouth either. So my whole point is, if you still got them two artists in your playlist but got an issue with Snoop, find a bridge and seek God about it before you walk off it.
I see how you try to wrap that around. Seek God first. You brought it right back. You brought it back.
And done. I'm off my soapbox.
I mean, like I said, it's got 32 tracks. I like most of them. I had some skippable tracks, but most of them were good. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you which ones I skipped, because it's like I said, 32 tracks is a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And you have some tracks like example would be for those who ever listened to it, like, okay, so the Clark Sisters, what is the name of the song? Can you find it right quick?
Yeah,
because it's a song that everybody knows. It's a famous Clark Sisters song, but it's an old school joint. And it's one that people have done remixed and remade all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just them singing on it. What a more of a, I don't want to say.
Pure Gold? Was it Pure Gold? Because he has one on it where Pure, it was called Pure Gold featuring the Clark Sisters. I can play it.
That's not it?
Okay.
No, it's one of their, It's one of that. It ain't giving me a praying spirit. I don't think that's. But it's a. It's a. Because when I saw it, it said Clarkson's, I'm like, okay, this is the original song that they just revamped.
Blessing Highly Favored.
Blessing Highly Favored, y'all. Everybody know Blessing Highly Favored. It's the same song. It's Juiced Up. Juiced Up is the best word because I don't want to say with a hip hop beat to it. I don't want because it's not really a hip hop beat, but it has a different kind of groove. There you go. And it's bumping in your car too. That beat,
yeah.
It's so. I mean, it's Blessing Highly Favored, the old school version with a juiced up, you know, saying more newer version beat added on to it. And my thing is, for young kids, they may not they may not want to listen to the old school version, but with that juiced up track on there, man, and with it thumping in your car, it just gives you a reason to be like, my thing is that'd be awesome for young parents to play for their kids, you know what I'm saying, in the car. And it's like, you can still bump to it and you know what I'm saying, have some kind of interest to it. So,
but you got Snoop Dogg confessing Jesus is Lord on the album. Like, why are we tripping? Yo, but he's got no exactly. song on there. He got no song on there with your boy. You always like to bring him up in conversation. Not DMX, not Lecrae. You always bring him up in these conversations. Mally Music.
For real?
Yep. He got Mally Music on there.
Oh, I haven't heard that song.
Yeah, it's a dope song too. But yeah.
See that, and that's to me, it's just really awesome. You know,
I think
to
so.
Me it is. I just, you know, to the people, man, who just have, you know, issues, man, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, seek God about the issues that you have, honestly. You know what I'm saying? And then ask God, show me what your kingdom, you know what I'm saying, what your bigger picture is here. Mm-hmm. Like, show me how you're prospering out of this, you know what I'm saying, this man making an album about your love, about you. The part that's really tripping me out is that God's love conquers all. His love conquers everything. And I don't know if he's saved or not, but this man put out an album fully about God's love. And you have people making comments that it's not with a loving heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, because if you actually sought God, you know what I'm saying, about the album, I think he will show you at the end of the day, this man is putting out. The reason why Snoop Dogg's album is number one on the charts is because the album is about God's love. It don't have nothing to do with Snoop.
It don't.
It got everything to do with the album is about God's love. That's the reason why it's the number one. And it'll probably be number one for a minute. But my thing is, the way this world is and the direction it is going in, this is kind of like a dose of God trying to, like, look, I'm trying to squeeze some love in this world before I take it out and I revamp it and you know what I'm saying, and make it new Jerusalem. But before I do that, I'm trying to get the whole world in with some love. And I honestly, let's take it all the way back to the church. And according to the word, the churches ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is why he got to infuse something in there to where millions of folks will get love. Because I'm like, you know, and that don't mean every church is not doing what they supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you read the word, you know what I'm saying, the churches was the issues that churches had issues, which is the reason why a lot of stuff was happening that wasn't supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. That curse, that curse never left. It's still on churches. It's for churches to recognize that curse and not go through the same cycle of what happened in the past. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, if the churches were doing exactly what God said do, then this would not be so monumental.
Yeah.
This would not be monumental that this man, well, this longevity of a career, putting out an album this big. You know what I'm saying? And it would be because the churches would have the world pretty much on lock as far as doing what they're supposed to do.
I agree. But the album's dope. And I would say it's on the charts because it's a good album. And you got it's so heavy loaded with celebrities. Like, how could it not be? I mean, Gospel Grace, like, yo, you got everybody on there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the record, it's not like he's not on out of 32 tracks. I can't tell you how many he's actually on, but some of these tracks he's not even on them. You know, he's not on them. But the end day, he rapped. He sang, he actually sang on a couple songs.
He did that song with B Slade.
Yeah, he sang on the song. And he put out this dope 32 track gospel album. I hope he does another one.
Yeah.
I hope it inspires other people to do other ones. Cause I don't know, man. It didn't surprise me that people acted the way they did. It bothered me, but it didn't really surprise me. I mean, because everybody has an opinion, especially when you don't understand stuff, you're gonna have an opinion. And if you do understand, you still might have a negative opinion. But that's me. I mean, that's on you. But at the end of the day, I don't see anything negative about anybody making a gospel album. If God touched their heart, I don't care. If they still struggle, are you supposed to wait till you stop struggling to start ministering? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where is the line? We don't make the line.
Right. Right.
Like, if I have a porn addiction, am I not allowed to get in the pulpit and share what God is doing in my life?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand people.
Right.
Or a lot of believers. And if I wasn't a believer and I wanted to make a song about God and people reacted the way they did, it would really kind of deter me.
Right.
From the child, like, I don't know. It's supposed to be about love. I made a song about they God. Right. And they acting like it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
It would
really bother me.
Right. I totally get that. And I'm like, it would just, I mean, to me, you know what I'm saying? It's I went from disturbed. I went from pissed off, disturbed, you know what I'm saying? Like I just explained earlier, go jump off a bridge, you know. to the point where it's like it's sad. At the end of the day, it's really sad. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I'm like, if you would take the time to, I'm gonna just keep saying the same thing. You take the time to look at the bigger picture. Bigger picture, which is His kingdom. I don't think you did that. Research and listen to them interviews where Snoop is talking about God. You know what I'm saying? Talking about experiences he's had with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, most importantly, the album is about God's love. It's not about, you know, it's about the exact same thing that God requires and desires for every single person on this planet to have.
Yeah.
And it's His heart.
Amen.
So I'm like, I just don't. You know what I'm saying? It just shows you how small minded, how some people are in their emotions and their feelings, that you actually have to have a show about this because, and then he outdid it, 32 songs. I mean, he didn't do the average, you know, 12, 13, 14, you know what I'm saying? Like 32 songs. So, I mean, and my thing is like, why would God not have him do it like, you know what I'm saying? Why would God not have him do a big? Why if you going to put an album about me, why let it be basic?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it makes me want to look up the number 32 now. The spiritual number 32 and see what that means.
You know, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, I wonder if it's spiritual significance with the number 32. I was thinking about that too. Well, Pudge, man, I gave my review. I gave my opinion on the album. You know, I gave my rating. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 7.7.
I'm giving it a 50 just because it's about God's love.
I hear that.
And it's doing what a lot of saved people ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
Showing God's love.
Wow.
The album itself. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's you know, people take how they want with it, you know, and I still haven't heard every song on there, you know what I'm saying? But I follow majority of the people that he have on the album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I follow their music, you know what I'm saying? Their anointing, what they do, you know what I'm saying, outside of making albums.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what I'm saying, and like I said.
But I wonder, you know, because I have a lot of friends that are artists, and it's not a shot at them at all. But, and I'm sure some of them may feel like this was a good album. Some probably feel like, you know, Snoop Dogg did a gospel album. I can't, you know, imagine. But my point, my question is, I guess, if Snoop Dogg came to you wanting you to jump on his album with him because he said God touched his heart and he wanted to do a gospel song, would you be a feature on the album? I wonder what you would say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wonder, like, what would you say? Would you say no because you're Snoop Dogg? I'm not doing a gospel album with you because I heard your last album, or I saw you talking about this in an interview. Or would you jump in the studio? What am I do? See, there's an opportunity to reach him and his followers. I don't, you know, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I want my listeners to, those of you who are posed, especially you who are artists who are posed, what would you do? Seriously, I want you to search your heart and think about what you would do if that question was posed. Seriously, like, because you know, think about these people he got on. These are the high people high up in the gospel. Like,
these
people
that have been around longer than Snoop has been around. I mean, yeah. Like I said, the Clark Sisters have been around since I was a baby, since I was a kid.
And so, the 32 tracks, I think each one has a feature. I think he might have one track by himself. But it's like, do you think these artists are selling their souls because they made a song with Snoop? Do you think they're selling out because of money?
Right.
Like at this point, they should have enough money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know people's motives, and you don't either. But God says he weighs the motives of the heart. So it's not even our job to weigh people's motives. All I can go by is what I see to do here to do talk about. At the end of the day, I listen to Christian rap from a lot of Christians I don't know. So I don't know if y'all are living it. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, the words are dope. It ministers to my spirit. It ministers to me. It inspires me and encourages me. So I can't say... You know, I can't judge who's supposed to put out what kind of music. I can't.
Right.
And I don't think anybody has a right to really say that. I mean, everybody has a right to opinion, but I don't think you have a right to tell God's creation what they can do with the gift that God gave them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's dope that he wanted to use his gift and his musical connections to make a dope album. And I listened to his interview, you know, a year ago we talked about this, and I heard it in his heart when he talked about what he said. God touched his heart. Or he said it's been on his heart for a long time. I don't know if he said God touched him, but he said it's been on his heart a long time. Why is it on his heart a long time to make a gospel album?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like God touched his heart to me.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know what I'm saying, he has some type of relationship with him, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and my thing is to, he's probably one of the things that's been deeply embedded in him, and he just... For a long time, he never did anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after a while, you know, if time comes, it was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to go nowhere. So either you're going to keep ignoring it or you're going to do something about it.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, it don't go anywhere.
No.
And so I guess the other question is, I'm curious to see what is his next move. Like, is he his next album going to be a gospel album, or is he going to be talking about the same stuff?
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he went right back to what he used to do. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know what he would do. I'm simply saying I would not be surprised, because my thing is, you look at the longevity of his career and what he's, you know what I'm saying, what he's accomplished. If you ask me, he can get saved and still put out albums, and he'll still be a household name.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So my thing is, and I'm not saying that he would. That's it. I wouldn't be surprised if the album didn't change, or if he started stepping back from certain, saying certain things or doing certain things, then you can see it. But, you know.
Yeah, I would like to definitely see that. I would like to see him truly get saved. I'm not, like I said, I don't know where he is spiritually, but I would like to see him get saved if he ain't saved.
Am I? And I can't, and who's to say he ain't saved?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, if he is saved, then, you know what I'm saying? There's no question about his faith. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could listen to his music and want to question his faith, but if I was you, I would turn around and look at my own skeletons and then question my eyes if you're going to question somebody else.
That's the first thing we got to do. Look at that mirror, man.
Yeah, look at the mirror.
Or get the plank out of our own eyes, of course, you know.
When you do that, you really find time. You ain't got too much to say about nobody else.
Dude, ever since I met you, I've been doing that. Because you said that, and I'm like, you know, I need to. So I get upset about stuff my wife do or don't do. It's like, dang, well, Steph, you did this and that. Like, I had to catch someone when I'm going to God talking. Like, God, she was like, you know what, God? You know, I did mess up. And she gave me patience and grace with that. So I got to extend the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, love is patient. Love is kind. Love bear for all things. Keeps no records of wrong. So we got to just keep on walking
and
in that love.
That's the thing. You don't keep no records, man.
And that's the hardest thing. So I feel no records. I be trying to tell, all right, God, I can't keep a record of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard, but you got to
take it out of my memory.
Exactly.
Lord.
I wish I could. So anyway, I don't have anything else, Pudge. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Shout out to Snoop for doing the gospel album.
Yes, we appreciate you, man.
We love you here at Crosstalk, Snoop. If you're ever in Atlanta, you want to come stop in and holler at us, we'll hang out with you.
Please do that.
We would hang out with you in a heartbeat.
Right. Let us know personally, you know what I'm saying, what you know, if God put something on your heart, man, to drop that album, and you know what I'm saying, and where them names come from. I mean, did he drop them names on you?
You know?
Because them some lovely names right there.
You know, I think, you know, just by the interviews I've seen with Snoop, I thought he was about to close up, but we're going to keep on talking. But just by the interviews I've seen with Snoop, he seems like a person who deals with a lot of different people. Like, not like just people, I mean, like different genres of people. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't seem like he discriminate who he would associate with. Like, if you think about it, I see him on Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He don't seem, it's like a very diverse individual outside mm-hmm. of the rap thing.
Yeah.
You know, so he might just hang, he might even go to church with these people. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
He's been game for a long time.
Yeah.
He's been mainstream for decades.
Yeah.
So at minimum a decade he's been mainstream. I want to say at least 16, 17 years he's been mainstream. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a difference when, you know what I'm saying, I mean, and then, you know,
All right. So anyway,
I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I could see if it was somebody who we was talking about who, you know, they only been out for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? The world kind of knows about them, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, household name means house, like worldwide. You know what I'm saying? It's folks all the way overseas been listening to this dude for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, I don't understand the dumminess.
Remind me to tell you this off the air.
All right.
But anyway, that was it, man. Let me do our shout-outs real quick. Shout-outs to my wife who listens in. Shout-out to my mom who's listening in all the way down in Gray, Georgia. Shout-out to my homegirl, Brandy, who tunes in.
Shout-out to Brandy, who like to be hitting us every 1.5, 5, the 30-minute discussions afterwards. I said that on purpose because she said we better not say that next door special.
Shout-out to Alicia and Kanye. But you can't shout-out people that didn't take shots at the same time. Shout-out to Alicia and Kanye. Shout-out to my daughter, November, who tunes in and tells her friends about us.
And who's sitting right here.
Shout-out to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Shout out to Stone Mountain, Georgia. Shout out to Forest Park, Georgia. Shout out to Eatonton, Georgia. Shout out to Graysonville, Maryland. Shout out to Tokyo, Japan. Still rocking with us. We love you guys. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Punch.
Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.